This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
One of the big questions coming out of Minnesota is how this went on for so long, because it was really a big event, a big scale, large scale, and the fact that alarm bells were clanging for years. Now, the New York Times had an answer for this, even if inadvertently, when it quoted a former fraud investigator in the state attorney general's office who said that there is a perception that forcefully tackling this issue might cause political backlash among the Somali community, which is a core voting bloc for Democrats. So in other words, we're not going to do nothing about it because we need them. And, you know, that's it in a nutshell when it comes to government waste and fraud and abuse. For today's Democrats, this kind of thing is not a problem to be solved. These are benefits that support their friends' lifestyles and keep them in office. I mean, how often do we actually catch them with their hand in the till, right? And why they routinely try to thwart any sort of anti-fraud effort. And we're not just talking about the Democrats ripping off government programs for their personal benefit, even though there's lots and lots of examples of that one, but the opportunities for fraud built into the programs that they create, like the federal food stamp program, which now goes by the euphemism SNAP, and is just absolutely eye socket deep in fraud. Instead of trying to protect taxpayers, Democrats are actively thwarting a Trump administration effort to eliminate it. Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins said that we asked for all the states for the first time to turn over their data to the federal government and let the USDA partner with them to root out this fraud and to make sure that those who really need food stamps are getting them, but also ensure that American taxpayers are protected. I mean, isn't that sort of like basic? It's pretty basic. And I mean, that's when you look at the very basic premise of what the government's supposed to be doing. It's interesting to see the tell, because they're not looking for something basic. They want something intricate that they can, you know, have fraud. Most states complied with that request, but 21 Democrat-controlled states are refusing to turn that data over to the Agricultural Department. And of those, more than half are known to have payment errors that exceed the national average, including California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Maryland, and Massachusetts. And they say it's because of privacy. But the real answer here is they just want to keep the money going, no matter how much of it is fraudulent, so beneficiaries can keep pulling the lever for the Democrats. Another example is Obamacare. They say that Obamacare is, the mecca for fraud, according to the Wall Street Journal. But instead of targeting Obamacare fraud to lower the program's costs, they want to pump more than $80 billion in additional tax credits into Obamacare, which will only fuel more fraud. They're even blocking efforts to catch criminals who defrauded two COVID-19 programs that handed out $43 billion meant to protect small restaurants and live entertainment venues. I mean, it's a micro of what we were seeing coming out of USAID. A micro example. USAID was taking in money that was supposed to go somewhere. And then they routed that money through the NGOs. So once they give up administrative control over that money, then it's up to the NGOs to do what they're supposed to do. And, we know how that worked out. Senator Joni Ernst said these bad actors stole billions in relief that were meant for small businesses that were trying just to keep their doors open. Now, interestingly, all of these things also seem designed to find a way to remain in safe hands until the statute of limitations runs out. And then the fraudsters get to go scot-free. So right now, Joni Ernst is trying to get a bill passed that would extend the deadline, but she's being blocked by Democratic Senator Ed Markey. And he doesn't bother to explain why he's blocking it, but he says, he doesn't say anything. I'm sure his friends and his supporters appreciate it. Then we go to California, which is the poster child of politics of fraud. And they are actually considering a bill that would decriminalize certain types of low-level welfare fraud. That's for those that make the paperwork mistakes, but everybody knows where that one would lead. And, that's okay right now today because they're going to be doing it. But, I mean, paperwork mistakes are how they got all of these federal firearms licensees and ran them out of business for doing a legal business, Steve Hilton, who's running for California governor, says the completely Democrat-controlled state is already guilty of facilitating $57 billion in fraud that we know about. Which leads me to believe there's more that we don't know about. Then there was the freak out over DOJ's work, which was a modest attempt to find waste and fraud and abuse in federal agencies. And what the Democrats, they attacked that with a lot of ferocity. And we saw a lot of violent protests. And, as they say in the song, the beat goes on. Now, government should be effective. But it isn't. Government has failed. And the reason I say they have failed is because they have all kinds of evidence of all the things that they're doing wrong, and they're not doing anything about it. Now, if they were trying to do something about it, like Trump's trying to do something about it, right? And I want to point something out. When I was talking yesterday about they want to go back to the core GOP, let's not sit around and say to ourselves, well, the GOP was never part of any of this stuff I'm talking about right here. Because even if they don't partake, if they know about it and they're doing nothing about it, which this would be very hard work to do. We would be going into firmly entrenched places that, I mean, it's been there for so long that it seems like it's solidified into some mass that we can't possibly shift. And we're going to have to break that up. And it's so much cooler just to, you know, get a few, you know, get on TV from time to time, do a couple of meet and greets, get paid to do really nothing. I mean, we hear about what's going on there from our representatives, right? But what are they doing? Who's writing bills? I mean, if there's somebody out there that I don't know about writing bills, I know Biggs has. I know she's written a bill, I think. And if they're out there writing bills and trying to move the needle, okay, great. But the rest of them, how long do we pay Trey Gowdy? How many bills did he get passed? How many bills did he write? This is why we've got to get rid of the waste and the fraud and the abuse. Because it has gone on for so long now, it's going to be like, this is going to require some serious explosives for the demolition. Britain is rushing headlong into a collapse. How educational is that one going to be? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, that whole story of the frog getting boiled alive is scientifically wrong, but it illustrates a point that you should consider. People might rebel at a sudden change for the worse, but be lured into enduring a long, slow ordeal. You see it in the memes that point out that we went from love is love to trans the two-year-old in just a few years. If we jump straight to puberty blockers at 8 and mastectomies at 11, without first being inundated with pride propaganda, the shift would never have happened. But if the slippery slope is gradual, most people don't notice the sliding until it's far too late. Maybe. Probably, you know. And I still rage at the stupidity of people who won't listen. Now, as you know, Great Britain has been on a long, slow slide into the good or really bad night. But Constantine Kyzin argues that the collapse will come soon and dramatically, and that that might be a good thing. Is that call ready to go there? I'll find out later. He put out on X, he said, Britain is like an alcoholic who spent a decade reassuring himself that despite his binges and blackouts, he is highly functioning. The reality is that he's increasingly not actually functioning at all. We're headed for the rock bottom we so badly need. The moment of clarity is coming. It will be painful, but it's the only thing that can save this country. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Irv, I guess. Yes. Hello.
What a great performance by Donnie last night. Why didn't he present the truckloads of evidence of 2020 election fraud?
Well, when are you going to learn that you're not going to get too far with this? I mean, isn't... Well, he went away on his own. How about that? Good for him. Because I was getting ready to go upside that head, Irv. Constantine Kyzin, his view or hope is that Britain, and by extension much of the West, has been like an alcoholic who needs to hit bottom before he begins to get his life in order. And that his adopted country is about to smack onto the bottom of the deep well it has been falling into. And, I mean, Kyzin is Russian. Russia hit the bottom. But he points out, 2 weeks ago, the water supply in the town where I live was suddenly cut off. We were told a bunch of bad chemicals meant it was temporarily unsafe and the problem would be fixed within a few hours. When a few hours had elapsed, we were told water supplies would be restored the following morning. The following morning, we were told it would be that evening. That evening, we were told it would be the following morning. The following morning, you get the picture. After a few days of this, the water company stopped making any promises about the water returning at all. Eventually, after a few more days, water supplies were restored, except it was the contaminated water the entire process was started to address. So we had water, we just couldn't use it. A neighbor who drank it by mistake ended up in hospital with E. coli, a sign of fecal bacteria in the water. During this period, bottled water was provided for some residents at various collection points. Driving one night, I saw an African woman carrying a pack of 6 bottles on her head, like something out of an ad asking you to send £10 to help drill a well in sub-Saharan Africa. It was a great metaphor, although to be fair, any system, even in the first world, can break down, and all bureaucracies lie to cover their own butts. But it fits in this case. Great Britain really is turning into a third world country in many ways. Then we hear this. A month later, I was walking through a posh part of London when I saw a young man in a balaclava snatch a bag from a tourist. When I told people about what I saw at various meetings, most people were surprised that I was surprised. Phone thefts and muggings and all kinds of petty crime are now considered normal and routine. My point is, Britain's infrastructure is crumbling illegal immigration is out of control and crime is rampant, and that's a good thing. For some time now, I've described myself as an accelerationist, and what I meant by that is that Britain is stuck in a place we've all found ourselves in at some point in our lives, where our job or relationship or housing situation, addiction or something else is bad enough for us to be unhappy, but not bad enough for us to do anything about it. And I suppose, you know, we find ourselves in the same position right now today. I look at the education system as it is right now this minute, and I kind of think we're almost to a position, and I know why we're not going to do it because of all the infrastructure that's already in place, but I know that we need to abandon it. The institutions we have in place right now today are going to have to go at some point. We could get out there and try to reform them, but that's going to be met with resistance. It's probably easier just to destroy them, to be honest with you. Now, I don't know if we can ever accomplish the second part of restoring them, right? Of building them back. But I do know that the first part of it, of them being destroyed, is going to be inevitable. Now, if you look at Chile and El Salvador, you find out it's possible to rebuild from rock bottom. The example of Rome, which is actually a pretty good analog of the hyperpower United States, suggests otherwise. And much of the political class on both left and right, they exhibit every sign of this malaise. It is increasingly common in Britain to think the Tories are making a comeback. And these are the older, affluent, mostly protected from the consequences of the things they complain about for ideological reasons. Sort of like the GOP core we were told was out there. But hey, I kind of think the West is like an alcoholic who can get sober, or more like a decrepit and increasingly addled senior citizen who keeps getting taken in by the phishing scams. So we have to decide, are we Rome or are we El Salvador? I don't like the former, and I hope that it's the other one. And Reagan and Thatcher proved that reformers can rebuild even in desperate times, so there is hope. And that's why we absolutely have to keep fighting. We now know what the Australian authorities think caused all of these issues that they had over the weekend. It's guns and free speech that are the problem. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Nigel. Yes, sir.
It's bad enough when you hang up on me, but don't lie to your...
Nigel and all of you, okay? The one guy that's Nigel and Irv and all these other guys. Here's my suggestion. You and your wife should both see other guys. Because obviously you're far too impotent that you have to resort to these things to feel good about yourself. And unfortunately, I got a gunslinger running things now for me, and he's real quick on the draw. You're not going to get very far anymore. Those are going to be some of the shortest YouTube videos known to man. In Australia, as the first funeral services are taking place for the victims of the Bondi Beach terror attack, they're working overtime to sweep reality under the rug. Now, this rampage killing was the worst mass shooting in almost 3 decades. It took place on Wednesday, and right now the police are bringing murder and terror charges against one of the alleged gunmen. And there were very emotional scenes outside the Chabad of Bondi in Sydney, where large crowds pay their respects ahead of the service for Rabbi Eli Schlanger, who was killed in Sunday's massacre that targeted Jewish families celebrating the first night of Hanukkah. Family members wept as Schlanger's coffin, draped in black velour, bearing a gold star of David, was wheeled into the synagogue. And as family and friends mourn the loss of their loved ones, the Australian authorities have come up with a solution. They're going to blame the guns and crack down on free speech while they ignore the fact that this was indeed a racist terror attack that specifically targeted Jews. And that has been normalized, all that hostility, which, you know, if you look at the way that works, right, if you look at the normalization, that's the same thing that's going on here. That's why everybody thinks, oh, well, we can shoot at the president. We can take out Charlie Kirk because all of this has been normalized and accepted and excused. Now, over there, they're just angry. They don't want to make the Muslim population of their country angry. And some in the Australian media are insisting this terror attack had nothing to do with religion, which I would agree. This is not about religion. This isn't because of what they're teaching on the pulpit. It has nothing to do with religion. But we get this on X. High-profile ABC journalist Laura Tingle has claimed Sunday's targeted attack on a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach was not motivated by religion. Okay, probably, it has nothing to do with religion, per se. Certainly not about sermons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Now, that's quite a bit of desperation. because the entire world knows that this was a targeted attack. Even Australia's prime minister has reluctantly admitted that this was a terror attack, but they are now pivoting to their new ideas for stopping Islamic terror attacks, which it'll be the guns in the hands of civilians. Because it was those doggone guns that were responsible for slapping those ISIS flags on the shooter's vehicle. It was the darn guns that looked around and decided on a whim to target a large gathering of Jews celebrating Hanukkah on Bondi Beach. It was just accidental that they were all Jews. The guns are the problem, not the coddling or the ignoring of the radical Islamic extremists within their midst. It's the guns that are the problem, even as we know that one of the terrorists had been on the authorities' radar since 2019. And despite knowing that he was a terrorist, they did nothing. And now you got 15 dead people, including children and Holocaust survivors, and others wounded, some who have a long recovery ahead. And Australian authorities are insisting that guns and too much free speech are to blame. Now, what makes me so angry about this is not that they do that, because that's what anti-gun nations do. It's that they are an ally. Here we have the energy minister, who I don't even know what his dog in the fight is. He says some of the migrants who have arrived in Australia in recent times are the most strictly vetted in the country's history, and the people shouldn't pretend that there's a link between immigration and terrorism. Now, never mind that, in fact, in 2024, not way back when, but in 2024, ISIS leaders very clearly told their followers to find Jews and Christians and kill them all. Let me give you that verbatim one more time. Lions of Islam, choose your praise, whether Jewish, Christian, or their allies, on the streets and roads of America, Europe, and the world. Break into their homes, kill them, and steal their peace of mind by any means you can lay hands on. Understand that you are the arm of the Islamic State hitting in the Kafirs' homelands, and you are avenging the Muslims in Palestine, Iraq, Sham, and other Muslim countries. Intentionally seek easy targets before hard ones, civilian targets before military ones, religious targets like synagogues and churches before the others. For this will satisfy the soul and will demonstrate the characteristics of the battle, as our battle with them is a religious one, and we will kill them wherever we come upon them in response to Allah Almighty's command. At least some media here in the U.S. are reporting the shooters may have been inspired or influenced by ISIS. But in Australia, you have members of the media insisting that this was not an attack on Jews. Okay, well, who were they attacking then? As for Australia's Jewish community, they're on their own when it comes to dealing with anti-Semitic threats and vandalism and more. There was a Jewish bakery that was forced to shut down because Jews were told they might be murdered for existing. This is what it looks like when the free world is quiet about it. Now, they're staying silent on the reality that this is a radical Islam, and they aren't the only ones either. Because we recently had Jewish people attacked on the New York subway system. Shortly after the train departed Manhattan, two men, believed to be father and son, boarded the car and began hurling vicious anti-Semitic slurs at the visibly Jewish individuals. And that escalated, and fearing for their safety and hoping to document the incident for police, they took out their phone and began to record. And then as soon as that happened, the younger one attacked. And all, as this is going on, nobody's helping. Nobody's intervening. Nobody stood up. Nobody attempted to stop the assault. Not one single person intervened. It's not even clear whether the police were called or not. Now, of course, they will investigate this to some degree. I don't know what. We'll see. And, you know, I'm sure as soon as Zohran Mamdani comes into into power next month. They'll just drop it. In the interim, while they blame guns and free speech, they too are on the radar of radical Islam. If you're not going to recognize the serious crime and recognize the real threat, you're going to end up as a victim. And I don't intend to be a victim. There's nothing that says socialism like a custom guitar. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. This isn't important, but it's a tell, right? And what I'm about to tell you is not going to change your life, even a little bit. But it's a useful glimpse for you into the fabric of the times we live in. Okay? Now, we get this from X. Rage Against the Machine's guitarist Tom Morello has a signature guitar out, which means that for just $2,400, a millionaire socialist will sell you a guitar with a communist symbol on it. Now, see, with musicians like Tom Morello, Tom Morello used to be in a group with Chris Cornell called Audioslave, and I like the music they made. I couldn't have cared less, and I still don't care about his politics. Because there's enough of those fools out there. Although he's sort of a bit of a hypocrite now, isn't he? Wouldn't you think he'd make a guitar for the masses? I would. Now, Tom Morello has made a fortune raging against capitalism and white people in opposition to alphabet ideology and America. By the way, he is a white person who apparently is a capitalist. But he famously performs with a custom guitar he had made for himself, and it's been modified over the years. It's got all kinds of little left-wing messages that call for violent revolution, like arm the homeless, and sports a communist flag. And he's got new music out. Everything Burns out now. This is for Final Fantasy 14 or something like that. That's part of the music in the soundtrack. What makes this so special is that he's made a mint out of being a radical activist. He has a reported net worth of $40 million, which is not Taylor Swift money, but not bad. And he's partnered with Fender to sell a replica of his Arm the Homeless guitar for the low, low price of $2,500. You too can become a faux communist for the right price. Now, when I was doing the rounds for Gun Owners of America, the publicist, because I was the only one that would go on with him, would constantly book me on a show called the Tom Hartman Show. And Tom is in the top 10 nationally, but he is the highest rated left wing, unless he's changed since the last time I looked, and I haven't looked in a long time, left wing talker out there today. And around about the time that Limbaugh got in trouble for some of the things he had said, they interviewed Tom Hartman. And it turns out that Tom Hartman's left-wing thing is all an act. Because he, too, was in it for the Benjamins. He said on national TV, "I hope this gets resolved because we all need this to work in our industry in order for us to be able to make some money, for us to get paid to do what we do." When I was at Genesis Communications Network, and they were all tied into the whole Alex Jones trials and everything. Alex Jones got on TV. Well, he wasn't on TV, but he was on the stand, and they were televising it. He said, "You know, when I get on the air, I'm actually doing an act." And this is what you have here, this faux communist. I don't care about Morello. I thought he did really good work with Chris Cornell and Audioslave. But, you know, this just shows you he is a blank hole musician. I think that's a good way to put it, don't you think? After all, As far as Rage Against the Machine, I like some of the tunes they had out there, but that's about it. You know, it's a musical group. I listen to all kinds of music. I mean, believe it or not, children, there used to be one of the biggest songs in the 70s. The chorus went, "My name is Michael and I got a nickel. I got a nickel, shiny and new." Number one song. So I've listened to all kinds of music, right? So here, what you have here is a performative posture, and Morello's cashing in. The same is true for Bruce Springsteen and almost all of the cultural elite hypocrites. They screech about poverty and global warming and homelessness and how white supremacy is on the march and probably even mean it in some cases, but they have the emotional depth of a sheet of paper. But Tom Morello, he'll sell you some video games. And I hope he got paid well, because he has to pay for upkeep in his $5 million house, and being a performative communist is expensive. And lots of people follow him because they too have principles about as deep as a sheet of paper, and no doubt they're impressed with his passion and his Harvard education. And I'm not. This guy's the perfect postmodern artist. He's adopted a radical persona, and he's done nothing but make life worse for everybody but himself. And I would give you a link to go buy his overpriced guitar, but, you know, why would we do that? Why would we go after to try to help old Tom make some money? Tom makes some very good music. His riffs are very unique. That's as deep as it goes. If you're going to be a communist, comrade, you got to get out there and make sure the masses get to buy your album for free and can come see you in concert for free. You and the other ragers against the machine. But in the interim, you know, it's hard to be Rage Against the Machine when you live in a $5 million house. It's not even my rule. I have some hacks to make things more affordable. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump?
Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.